Someday you will.
And he was right. Shadow Girl. Freddie is the daughter of Dr. Facilier. You might know her dad. He's most famous for turning princes into frogs and making deals with his friends on the other side, among other cool stuff. Some people call him the Shadow Man, but to Freddie, he's just bad old dad. Don't worry if you haven't heard of her yet. You soon will. She's going to be famous one day, too. Not for shrinking heads or transforming people into frogs like her father. That's so last generation. She's going to be famous for singing. She loves to sing. And one day, she's going to move to the Bayou d'Orleans, where her father is from, and become a professional jazz singer. It's all she's wanted since she was a little girl. But you can't just become a famous jazz singer. You have to work your way up. You have to learn the ropes, practice every day, perform every chance you get. And that's exactly what she's going to do. While most of her peeps are still stuck back on the Isle of the Lost with no Wi-Fi and no magic, major bummer, she happens to be one of the lucky few VKs, that stands for villain kids, who got to come live in Auradon. Sounds pretty wicked, right? It is. Sort of. For the most part. Okay, the truth is, the kids here at Auradon Prep are still suspicious of her. But it's not like she cares what a bunch of AKs, Auradon kids, thinks of her. She doesn't need them as friends. She has a plan. And it's pretty foolproof if you ask Freddie. Because honestly, when in the history of time has a villain's plan ever gone wrong? Unlucky 13. Back when she was living on the Isle, she never would have guessed she'd be dying to join a group of Auradon prepsters. What's to be said? A girl's gotta sing. Freddie couldn't believe her eyes. She stared at the sign, blinking twice to make sure her vision wasn't out of focus. But she could see just fine, and she wasn't imagining it. The sign read, "Auradon auditions today at 3 o'clock. Freddie checked the time on the clock hanging in the middle of the Auradon Prep banquet hall. It was 2:58 p.m., and the auditions were on the other side of the school, in the chapel. Freddie started to run. The Auradonas were the a cappella group at Auradon Prep, and they were one of the best a cappella groups in all of Auradon Kingdom. Freddie would have shrunken her own head for the chance to join the Auradonas, but they never had spots open. So why were they suddenly holding auditions? Did someone drop out? She wondered. Is someone sick? The Auradonas had won almost every competition in the kingdom. That was something Freddie knew only because Audrey, Princess Aurora's daughter and the lead alto of the group, never stopped blabbing about it. Lately, it seemed like the upcoming national a cappella championships were all Audrey could talk about. And how if they didn't win, she'd be forced to do something really drastic, like wear black. Yes, Audrey had been even more stressed and cranky than usual those days. It was mostly because some new group had just popped up that year. They were called the Sword in the Tone, and they were rumored to be out of this world amazing. It was making everyone in the Auradonas nervous. Freddie picked up the pace, huffing and puffing as she dashed past the dorm toward the chapel. It was admittedly hard for her to run in her pinstriped red velvet dress and black and white ankle boots, but she did not want to miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Nothing like the Auradonas existed on the Isle of the Lost. A group of people singing in harmony without instruments? Yeah, right. The only songs she'd ever heard when she was growing up were the dark nursery rhymes her father used to croon to her when she couldn't fall asleep. Her favorite was the one that went, "Masters of the Shadow Land, I call upon your knowing hand. I offer you this sinner's song to guide the path I walk upon." She had never known what the nursery rhyme meant, but it had always helped her fall asleep. As Freddie darted across the tourney field, she could see the chapel in front of her. She was almost there. She just hoped they hadn't already chosen someone. Being in the Auradonas would definitely solve all of Freddie's problems. Not only would it allow her to sing every single day,